This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you for being a friend. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off.
Friends, Romans and countrymen, give me your ear. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. We are here to work you through Tuesday, March 15th. A lot of your coworkers taking long lunches. Your best friend isn't responding to your texting. Everybody is suddenly coming back to work with $5 bills. Welcome to March Madness. Every March, college basketball has its own version of the Hunger Games. You'll be hearing about the women's tournament at the same time as the men's tournament.
Go Maryland.
Women's Madness starts with 64 teams, and for the past 3 years has ended with UConn players cutting down the championship net. Men's Madness starts with 68 teams and ends with lots of grown men crying to the tune of One Shining Moment.
Yep.
32 teams make it by winning their conference tournaments. The other 36 are chosen by the NCAA on Selection Sunday based on, what, strength of schedule, their record, Richie?
Yep.
What's the...
How they doing their tournament, really? Their local tournaments.
First game goes down today. National championship game is on April 4th. So between now and then, there are... 16 different days of this. The Elite Eight down to the Final Four.
Thursday through Sunday.
Brackets. Hey, what's a bracket, Rich? Remind me what a bracket is.
So a bracket is kind of like a chart of all of the teams that are playing each other, and then each bracket... then the winner of that one goes into the next bracket, to the next bracket, to the next bracket, until it whittles its way down to the top four, and then the final two, and then the national champion.
Huh.
So you fill out your bracket. You like on my desk, I have two brackets right now, and I go through the far left and the far right side, which are all the games that are going to be going on this weekend, and I choose who I think will win each one.
Now, wins.
I've come close.
Have you?
Yeah, in our office contest, but no, I've never won. So you start on the far left and far right, and then the winners of those move into the next set of brackets, and then you pick those and those and those. And so, like today, I have to pick who I think will win on April 4th.
You have to go all the way.
I have to go all the way today. I hand in my bracket, my $5, and then there's a lot of trash talking going on around the office for the next few weeks. That's how it works.
That's right.
And I always buy one extra bracket. So I fill out one bracket who I, you know, okay, I think this team would beat this team, this team. And like I said, a lot of it's guesswork.
Yeah.
I know some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah.
But I always buy one extra bracket, and I vote with my heart, and I take the Terps all the way.
The what?
The Terps, the Maryland Terrapins.
Oh, really?
So I take the Terps all.
Because you're a local team. You grew up with that team.
I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland, and they're my local college team. Yes.
So this is not very predictable at all.
Oh, no.
Anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to be a genius, a basketball genius, to pick a couple of winners. I can do it.
George Mason, which is a stone's throw away from me right now, went to the Final Four 6 or 7 years ago.
George Mason University. Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Really?
Nobody.
Yeah.
And it threw brackets all into... Every year, there's something that throws the brackets into a tizzy.
So if I were doing the television report right now, I'll do it in a half an hour. CBS is doing the games, their units, Turner Broadcasting, TBS, TNT, yep. True TV have the games. And you can live stream them, I think, as well now, can't you?
I think you can. You know what I would challenge you to do, Doug? Which would be really funny.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant, any kind of a restaurant with TVs.
Yeah.
at lunchtime, anytime in the next week or so.
Okay.
And look at the crowds that you will see there.
Tomorrow, Jennifer and Roberta and Warren and I are having lunch at a restaurant on just off the 5 in Sunland.
If it's any kind of sports restaurant.
They have TVs in every corner of the big part of the restaurant.
It will be packed.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Okay.
You know what?
So,
and I'll tell you, as a boss,
yeah.
Okay, I encourage that we do an office Final Four. I encourage that we have a office fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's fun. It gives us something all to do together with besides work. And if somebody takes an hour of their week and they work on their brackets, it's well spent time.
Really,
it keeps everybody in a good mood. It's fun, you know. We're in radio. We're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I've done to have fun. I just Googled this to find out who I ought to be following. Kansas.
Yeah.
Is the number one in the country. It looks like.
Well.
Right. Perry Ellis.
Yeah.
Right. Good shooter.
Yep.
I'm not talking about the men's clothing line, folks.
Very good.
No. Okay. Let's see. Duke is a good team. Nobody likes them, though.
No, I hate them. But Coach K is he's a great coach. He always puts up a good team. You can never count them out, even though they're not as good this year.
Michigan State?
Yeah, they got kind of shafted in the...
Denzel Valentine looks like the big player there, yeah? Michigan hometown favorite. Oklahoma?
Yep.
Buddy Hield, is that how you pronounce his name?
Sure,
best player there?
Not.
Yeah? Well, listen, you know, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
I'm lucky to be able to even find these.
Very good.
University of North Carolina?
Yeah, you better stop while you're going.
Really? I'm done?
Yeah. You know what's funny, though, is the I'm glad to see that the ads with Charles Barkley.
Oh, and, we got, by the way, we have those ads.
Yeah, Charles Barkley and,
Samuel L. Jackson, Spike Lee.
Yeah, and Spike Lee.
Yeah.
They're back, and they have one of them that is hysterical. These things, you got to see them.
Yeah.
But the one where they all are just in the car singing at the top of their lungs the escape song, the Pina Colada song.
Uh-huh.
If you like Pina Colada,
come on, Chef.
And get caught in the rain.
Samuel L.
Jackson. And if you're not in the yoga.
Spike Lee.
And if you have.
Get it.
If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the cave, then I'm the one that you look for. Ride to me and escape.
Ow! Oh, that's good. Spike Lee directed these spots, if you haven't seen him, on Capital One, the bank. And because Samuel L. Jackson is their spokesperson, they put him in the car with Charles Barkley and Spike Lee. For these commercials. Have you got another one? There are two or three, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what they
play. They all sound the same.
Let's see how they play.
Try one more, just a little bit of one. See,
I think I want a new nickname. And what's wrong with Sir Charles? I don't know, but I need something fresh.
What about Slam Chunk? Alley Whoops?
Or Mike Sadness?
No.
Full Court Mess?
Number 34, Fry.
Oh, the round mound and sit around.
You know what? I'm good.
Well, what you want to call yourself, Chuck?
What about Chuckalicious? Guys on the road, man.
All right, our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com, are you betting on the March Madness games? Let's see how this shook out. 38% said, no, I don't gamble. All right. Let's see. 24% said, I'm in an office pool. 15% said, I'm betting online. 14% said, not yet, but I'm thinking about betting. 10% said, yeah, I'm in a pool with some friends. So how do you fit into that pool? I think I like the ads much as anything else.
Yeah.
So a lot of excitement about this.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl. I mean, there's a lot of eyeballs.
So yeah. Yeah.
Companies pay a lot of money and try to come up with something creative.
As my friends in Star Wars say, may the odds be with you, as it were. 16 past the hour. Here's, and we're talking about advertising. Yes, this is an advertisement. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, your attention, please. Just like the flight attendant says when you get on the plane, your attention, please. Did you know that healthy blood flow is the key to living a better life? Seriously, Richie knows it. He's been on Super Beats for well over a year. It's true. It helped him recover a lot, I think, from your cancer, your treatment.
Right.
Getting blood
important.
All the right places, yep. I'm talking about healthy blood pressure, better circulation, everything functions better, a better quality of life. So may I introduce you to the products that come from the folks who make Super Beats. Neo 40, for example, a daily tablet taken by 23 million people. It is a teaspoon of Super Beats, which is a powdered, the material that you get from grinding up three beets into a teaspoon, and you don't have to grind up the beets. The beets are grown for you, non-GMO. They're dried. They're powdered. They come in a canister. You take a teaspoon and put it in a four-ounce glass of water. And, man, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, lives around the corner, has been listening to me, got the Super Beets, and he swears by them. Every day, yeah. He does the same thing. So there are two ways of applying this information. One of them, the Neo 40 capsule that you take, which has the same amount of material in it as a teaspoon of Super Beets, but it's encapsulated. So you put it in your tongue, it melts, and it immediately is distributed into your body. So you don't need a cup of coffee. You don't need any of those crazy drinks. You don't need caffeine. All you need is to put yourself into gear and get going. That's the Neo 40 daily way of starting the day. And then there's Super Beats later in the day. That glass of water that I told you about, you add that and to the water, drink it, and man, what a great day you're going to have. Eating clean is important. No sugars in your food is important. No processed food. That's the way to better health. Get, as Jack Stockwell says, get your gut going. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the cardiologist on this program, says this is the way to get the nitrate you need to open up your veins and arteries so that the blood flows to your muscles, to your brain, to all areas of your body, your organs, so that you'll be healthy. Keep your blood pressure down. If it's down and good, get it down. If it's not, by calling 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a book called Beat the Odds that comes with your order. It's something that just after a week you'll feel the difference. You'll notice the difference. 800-655-4183. And I'm not overstating this at all, Richie, am I? I'm really not overstating this.
No, I mean, first of all, for me, it makes sense. Getting more oxygen to your body just makes sense, okay?
Yep.
Secondly, the effect.
Mm-hmm.
You drink it, you feel it within minutes.
Yep. You know you've had it. So order it today and get the free book, get the saliva test. You know, when you're done with this, you're going to know what's really going on in your body. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Or you can order them online at DougLikesBeats.com. No matter what, you order them, use them, like them, and have the best benefits from them. 800-655-4183.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal Housing Lender. License all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 33.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So let's musically go back to this week in 1991, in fact, middle of March. Number of five songs, we go through the top five songs for this week in 1991. It's done by Sting, all by himself. The song is called All This Time. Richie, you can crack it up. Typical Sting material, I think.
Author of one of my top 10 albums on ever, if I were, it's my Desert Island albums. Dream of the Blue Turtles, his first album after the police breakup. One of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah. Says Richie.
Yep.
25 after the hour here on Good Day. That's number five, Sting's All the Time. Number four during this week in 1991 was the fabulous Gloria Estefan. Coming out of the dark. All those pop divas, other than Whitney Houston, I guess. I was never actually that big a Whitney Houston fan. She was like, no. Everybody was a Whitney Houston fan. She was good. But
everybody recognizes she was an amazing talent. And, you know, back when she was America's girl, you know.
Yeah. But it was the same thing. I used to think when I was a kid, Dionne Warwick was great until I found out what a big drug user she was. And I think that affects me and my thinking about
it. You know what I learned a long time ago? You have to let it go.
I suppose.
You know, I love Hendrix. Look what he did to himself.
Oh my
I
God.
Love Led Zeppelin. Look what John Bonham did to himself.
Yeah.
You know, there's part of the creative mind that makes these people the way they are and do the things they do.
It's partially why they do it. Yeah, I think you're right
about
that.
You have to let it go.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think Gloria Estefan's got any negatives to her from my perspective. What I know, Coming Out of the Dark is the name of the song. Number four this week, 1991. Let's move to number three, another really popular performance from Styx. And I keep on moving.
Love this band.
They were very predictable, and it was good. Predictable music. It's like Sting.
Tommy Shaw, I mean, they were a great rock band, cutting edge rock band back in their day, late 70s.
Yeah. But I think you knew what to expect. That's what I'm saying here. You knew what sort of product would come from them. And so there's nothing bad with that. People like predictability sometimes. Okay, so let's see. That's number three. Number two, Tommy Two.
One more try. I didn't know how much I loved you.
I don't remember this song that much.
Yeah.
You remember it?
One more try. Let me put my arms around you.
What was his story, Richie? Do you remember?
I don't remember much about him, but I do remember the song. It was big.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're working on. The big songs from this week in 1991. This song number two, Timmy Two, One More Try, which leads us around to number one. Mariah Carey. Expressing her considerable talents with Someday. Number one, this week, 1991.
Got some drama going on in her life.
Now?
Yeah, apparently.
She always kind of had drama in her life.
Yeah. Her brother, I guess it's a half-brother or something, is calling her an evil witch because she won't pay the hospital bills for her dying HIV-positive sister.
That doesn't sound too cool.
Yeah.
I would have thought you gotta share it. That's, I didn't hear that story. That's very interesting.
She's worth about $520 million.
Yeah, she's worth
$500 million. But there's gotta be some personal issues.
Yeah, even put that stuff aside in that circumstance, please. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, toys are not just for kids. Playing with toys is not simply puppy stuff. No matter what your dog's age or your cat's age, a dog can get immense enjoyment from playing with toys. Older dogs will especially benefit from the cardiovascular and muscular workout they get while playing. Many owners simply assume that older dogs have no interest in playing and consequently do not buy new toys for their four-footed best friend. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, my dogs are like 10 and 11 years old now. Every week, I'm at the store getting them new toys to play with. Whether they play with them or not is secondary. I honestly believe that they appreciate the fact that you're getting them something. And if you're really creative, if you can get down on all fours and tease them and play with them a little bit, you'll get that older Cocker Spaniel up and moving a little bit, which is really going to benefit his health and his mind at the same time. So just because your dog or cat is getting a little older, that doesn't mean you don't have to hit the pet store. You do. Bring those toys home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, your answer will be well. Rich McFadden, my friend, is here on the Good Day program with me and you. You'll get a kick out of this, Richie. Earlier in the morning, I had a little bit of a snippet of Savannah Guthrie's conversation with Richard Simmons. We'll talk more about him in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I took her to task because when Richard Simmons called and said, "Savannah, how are you?" she answered, "Good."
She should know better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She ought to know better. Yes. Speaking of knowing better, today is Super Tuesday, part two, or maybe part three. Primaries in Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio. Caucus in the Northern Marianas. That would be Guam, Richie. K57.
Yep.
Hello. How are you?
How are you voting out there, K57?
Actually, voting is probably over there because it's the end of the day.
It's already, 10:30?
Yep. So they have daylight savings time, maybe 11:30, one or the other. Well, it depends on if they have a daylight savings time.
Yeah, I can't remember.
All right, so anyway, upsets here and there are predicted. What are your expectations? Ohio will have Kasich probably, but it looks like it's going to be tight there for Trump and Kasich. Same thing is true with Illinois, where Mrs. Clinton, who was born in a suburb of Chicago, claims to be, if she's not claiming to be a New Yorker, she's claiming to be an Illini. But Bernie's doing well there. See what happens. So one of the controversies around the country as the vote, the machines are open pretty much everywhere there's voting. I think, well, at least on the East Coast, the polls are open right now. A lot of conversation on North Carolina, for example, where there have been and continues to be a lot of voter irregularities. Polling places dealing with the new voter ID laws. Here's Caroline West from a Tech TV system known as Tech TV reporting on the polling places in North Carolina.
With primaries approaching, some are concerned about the state's new voter ID law.
People have been worried about, well, what if my name doesn't match? Even my own mother was talking about that because she has, you know, her whole name, her maiden name, and her full name, and then this name.
The new requirement says voters must show acceptable photo ID, which includes a North Carolina driver's license or state ID card, passport, tribal card, or military or veteran ID. ECU junior Roderick Hall says that's a problem, especially for those in the black community.
They might not have access to those files, or they just might not know how to start going about getting the proper ID.
Davis says those who are worried shouldn't be.
It's going to be just a small number of voters who might not have photo ID, and we'll be prepared.
Easy for the white guy to say that.
Davis says there will be a greeter at the polls who will answer any questions and make sure voters have appropriate identification. He says the few without photo ID have options like absentee voting.
Just provide your driver's license or the last four of your social, either one.
That's all right.
Or one of those documents that has your current name and address, and that takes care of it.
Davis says you need documents like this for what he calls a relatively simple process. But to Hall, there's a bigger issue.
You are making it seem like you're hurting in a particular group so that you can ensure that only another group is voting for you so that you can stay in office. We have a problem because that's not what democracy is supposed to stand for.
You know, I get annoyed listening to some of this because it's the same old, same old. But on the other hand, I do believe that if you're going to do it one way in one state, there ought to be some unanimity. It ought to be the same in every state. So that if you have ID, you show it. I don't have to show ID. Do you have to show ID when you vote, Bridgie?
I did. And they asked me what my full name and address is when they're looking at my in Virginia.
I don't have to show it in Massachusetts. I don't have to show it in California. That's ridiculous. I should prove who I am.
You should prove who you are. Yeah. And let me tell you something. If you don't know how to get a legal identification, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Well, there's some of that, too. There is, though. You know as well as I do.
You can't figure that much out.
There's a certain amount of prejudice.
I don't want you pulling the trigger for anybody.
Yeah, but you know that there's a certain amount of prejudice in certain states in this country where they do play that game. It's just not right.
I don't understand how requiring an ID is prejudice.
No, it's not that. It's that the people who are running the polling places are prejudiced. I think I'm with you on this. If you're, come on, you need a third grade education to be able to figure out how to get an ID, for God's sake.
My sixth grade son knows how to get an ID.
Okay, so then that aside, there are those who do make it difficult for black people to vote in certain areas of the country. That's just the way it is. So dealing with that, there are two different issues here, kind of rolled into one oftentimes, because there is so much discrepancy, I should have to show my ID to vote. I don't have to. And so people in my state, you'll never hear complaints from the states that don't require ID. You hear complaints from the states, and then there is the question, well, did ID get set up because they're trying to keep it for the whiteys? And that's becomes the bane of our voting existence. But there are people who are in these positions that do try to keep black people from voting. So those people...
But there are people that try to keep white people from voting with districting laws as well. It happens all the time.
Gerrymandering goes on.
Congressman Jerry Connolly.
Doesn't make it right.
Rigged our district.
Here's legal analyst Wendy Weiser with a focus on voter fraud.
It really just doesn't happen. Americans are more likely to get struck by lightning than they are to encounter somebody who's committed the kind of voter fraud that gets stopped by voter ID laws.
Well, there's voter fraud, but whether the ID laws fix that or not remains to be seen.
Spend a couple of days in Chicago next November. Yeah. Let me know if you still think that.
I think that might, yeah. I mean, who's...
I'll pay for your ticket.
They're so naive. All right. The Russians yesterday, Putin, announced that they will withdraw the main part of their troops starting right away from Syria.
Nah, time to get out.
So if you haven't remembered, Syria has been going through this violent civil war for 5 years. And the Russians and Iranians and the Americans and, it's been obvious he was down there to help his pal Assad. They've been bombing what they said were Daesh targets, but the U.S. says they were actually bombing Syrian rebels who are fighting against Assad. And so, bingo, bango, people have pretty much forgotten about Assad because of the problem of Daesh.
Right.
So, anyway, the president there, I would love these, they all say when they're done or when they run into problems, we've achieved our goal and it's time for us now to go home. What have you achieved? You've kept Assad in office. That's what you achieved. That's what you really wanted to do.
Yeah, see, I'm a little thrown off by this. I thought they were going for a land grab. I thought for sure that the Ruskies were going to stick around until they went, you know what, this is our land.
I don't think they can pay. They've got a lot of money. Price of oil is down. They're hurting.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's not in great shape at all. So that's what's going on there.
Let's see what this costs now. Oof.
Yeah. Thank President you. Obama, puking Putin's not-so-pally, pal, has announced that they're going to withdraw a permit for gas and oil drilling off the southeast coast of our country. Remember about this time last year, President said, yeah, we're going to allow the drilling from Virginia to Georgia, but there was so much complaining from people who lived along those coasts that now they've changed their mind. The announcement will be made today by the Interior Department. According to a person familiar with the decision is a reversal of the president's offshore drilling plans. And the only thing I have to say, rather than make a big deal out of this, is when the next president gets in, he'll just go back and say, all right, we're going to drill down there. I don't think it makes much difference who the next president is.
This happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
When gas goes up and oil is $100 a barrel, we're like, okay, let's go get our own oil.
Yeah.
And then oil drops back down, and we're paying, what, 29 whatever bucks a barrel right now? Yeah. Well, we don't need to drill our own. We can still keep buying it from those guys.
Yeah.
It's cheap enough.
Right. All right. That's the story. We have an international story and a national American story. We're well-rounded here on the Good Day program. Television news up next. It's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Dreaming of spring getaways or summer vacations? You can get there faster if you play your cards right. Credit cards, that is. Take it from Brian Kelly, the points guy.
I've made a career out of helping people maximize their loyalty points to travel the world at a fraction of the cost. My recent trip to Africa cost just $5.60 cash out of pocket for a business class ticket to Ghana.
Some cards give you points for everything you purchase. Then you choose how to spend them.
If you take regular trips or even just an occasional family vacation, you should consider getting an airline credit card. A credit card that aligns with what you spend your money on. So not only can you get a bonus on airline spend, but the new JetBlue credit cards give 2 points per dollar spent on all restaurant and grocery spend. You can get flights and other travel rewards faster than you think. There's no annual fee, no blackout dates, and the points never expire. JetBlue flies all over the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean, so you can be on the beach in no time. For more information, visit JetBlue.com or BarclayCardUS.com.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QO1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm Gonna go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 57 channels and nothing out. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, here we are at 46 after the hour. Today's television report. No Jen Jen. She'll be around later today for those of you who are Jen fans. She had another late night. Late night for her is 10 o'clock. She gets up, though, at right, quarter of three, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's go to the Richard Simmons story one more time. This is a new twist on this. From ABC reporter Nick Watt talking to former assistant Mauro Oliveira, who is still convinced even after yesterday's appearance on the Today Show on the phone with Savannah, even after last night's appearance on Entertainment Tonight, he's still not convinced that Richard's housekeeper isn't using witchcraft to control him.
Mauro Oliveira, Simmons' former assistant, says he thinks the fitness icon is being held in his Hollywood Hills mansion by members of his staff.
But what do they want from him? His money?
Absolutely. What else? The house alone is worth $10 million.
I am not kidnapped. I am just in my house right now, 67-year-old Simmons told Entertainment Tonight. It was time for me to take some time to be by myself. For the past 40 years, I've been traveling, teaching classes, and I had a knee injury, so I had a knee replacement, which was very difficult for me. I've really just been taking it easy. Oliveira, who last saw Simmons 2 years ago, just self-published this ebook, King Rich and the Evil Witch, detailing what he thinks is really going on.
And who's the witch?
The housekeeper.
So the housekeeper has control over him through her witchcraft?
That's what I believe, yes. I said, is she controlling your life now? He said, yes.
And worth noting that although Simmons is talking on the phone, he's not appearing on camera and still not appearing in public. There's also speculation that maybe he's gained a lot of weight since that knee injury, a rumor that he also firmly denied.
Weighs 280 pounds now, Richie. All right, so well, there's much to do about now. There's something to ask Uri about, right? Let's see if, what the story is with that. All right, meanwhile, Judge Judy is at the center of a lawsuit.
Richest woman on TV?
From, yes, her former agent, who's a guy that I used as an agent. This guy, Richard Lawrence, has a company called Rebel Entertainment. Last time I saw him, he used to have an old office. It was okay, but I went in to see him, and he had this magnificent big office. He said, you can thank Judge Judy for this. He claims now he's suing CBS because he claims he's owed $47 million.
Ooh.
He worked with Judy and CBS to put the show together. Goes back to 1996. He wants his share since then. Judy says, I met Mr. Lawrence 2 years, 2 years before we did the show. I was with him for 2 hours. Neither I nor anybody involved in my program has heard from him in 20 years. Somehow, he got $17 million so far, and he wants another $47. She says that's real chutzpah. I'm going to go see Richard, I think.
He got $17 million from her already?
Yeah, for putting it together.
Oh.
Now he wants $47 million more because he says that's his share as her agent. She says, I don't have an agent. I don't need an agent. And meanwhile, she's making about $50 million a year on the show. Okay, well, listen, I think I'll go see him this week, see what he has to say about
First world problems.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Hulu says it will eliminate in-show ads if you watch one ad before the show. Did you know that?
You know, I'm watching 11/22/63, the Stephen King book directed by J.J. Abrams, yeah, and starring James Franco about JFK's assassination.
Yes, yep.
And I would love that because they do take three or four breaks within the one-hour show. Yeah.
NCIS turning 300 with an episode as they end their season. It will be patriotic, emotional, and fun. So, if you like Gibbs and that group, a lot of people do, obviously. Number one show for 8 years in a row. That's the last story on NCIS this year.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joining us now is the lady who is the idea chief behind the chicken soup books. You've heard Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for Your Ear, Chicken Soup for Your Knee, Chicken Soup Here, Chicken Soup There, Chicken Soup Everywhere, Chicken Soup.
I think I get the idea.
You got the idea?
Yeah,
people love, 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 love the relevance of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. So we're going to, each week at this time, take some pointers from Amy as to how to make your life better. Good stories about what's going on in some people's lives that maybe, if it's shared with you, will make your life better. So we'll have that installment coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey,
you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Now 56 past the hour, time for a morning bowl of chicken soup. Amy Newmark is the person responsible for all 125 of these books. I guess when you get right down to it, does anybody not know about Chicken Soup for the Soul? She's kept this Chicken Soup for the Soul brand fresh. And one of the reasons is because there are always things you can learn. So let's talk, Amy, for a moment about the people who are guided by that negative voice in one's head. We all have it. We all worry. We all fear. We all think in terms that don't do us any good. So how do we combat that? How do we fix that problem?
Hey, well, I think we're still pretty close to the beginning of the year, so everybody is probably still thinking about those New Year's resolutions that didn't quite work out. So I'm going to propose a new resolution for everybody, and I think it's an umbrella resolution. This is the resolution you have to make that you put on top of any other resolutions that you're still trying to accomplish this year, and that resolution is to be kinder to yourself. And I bet a lot of you are perfectionists, very judgmental about your own weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop listening to that negative little voice inside your own head.
All right.
It's amazing how we tell ourselves we can't do things.
Right, but it's easy to say you got to stop doing it. I'm somebody who feels like, yes, I've heard that, and I know you're right, but how do we do that? What's the practice that makes this all work?
You have to take a step back and realize that you're actually doing it. And we had a great story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, from Sarah Mattson. What it took for her to realize that she was the only person who was being negative about herself was that she got an autoimmune disease. And she was talking to a health counselor about how her white blood cells were attacking her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the epiphany, and she realized, oh, that's what I do. I attack my own self. Mm-hmm. So you just have to actually recognize it. And she did that. And on her 40th birthday, she said, this year, I'm going to be kind to myself. And she just kept working at it. She just kept saying, I'm already doing what I think I can't do. I'm already successful at what I thought I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And so she keeps talking back to that little voice in her head and basically squashing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely works. You can't fight an enemy that's in your own head unless you recognize that it's there. You've got to call off the attack by your own head.
I think I've realized how to do that. Or the fact, it's taken me a long time to get there. For example, when I think about the dog that I love that passed, all I'd be thinking about is what a horrible circumstance it was. But now I push that aside and think about how great my years were with her and how much fun we had. So I think that's the bottom line. Thank you. Amy Newmark, Chickens.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.